Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
On Broadway. Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Scott Arno, the security advocate. Put a .com on the end of that. You can find his website and all the things that he does there. Scott, is that right? Did I say that right? TheSecurityAdvocate.com?
Sure thing.
He's one of the top security experts, cybersecurity experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. Hey, Scott, let's talk about some of the things that the social media platforms are doing. That's appeared on your radar screen. Tell us about it.
Well, there's been some interesting activity from Twitter and, to a lesser extent, Facebook recently, dealing with basically state actors trying to sort of pass information off as though it's organically created on the on their platform.
And when you,
Twitter,
when
Facebook,
you say state right, actors, you mean other countries?
Yeah, like China or Turkey, right, or Russia.
Right.
Those were specifically noted. There was a big campaign last year from China, which was taken down last August, and it looked like they were building another one, which Twitter caught and announced this past week. They took out over 170 accounts. 23,000 of them or so were used to basically put out BS information, essentially favoring the Communist Party and particularly going after Hong Kong.
Huh.
And then there were another 150 accounts which would, you know, amplify it so it would make things look like they were trending exciting topics when they really weren't.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically a big fake designed to fool people. Similar activity has taken place in Turkey, where there was stuff coming out, narratives favoring President Erdogan and what's called the AK Party.
Right.
That was about 7,300 accounts. And in effect, what those were doing was they would, again, favor the Turkish government, attack dissidents. And in that case, they also had compromised a number of accounts that were normally critical of the government to suddenly start saying, oh, we like him. And then finally, there was also another one with the United Russia Party. That was only about 1,100 accounts this time around, at least. But again, it was trying to manipulate and sort of cross-post to make things look like they were big trending topics when they really weren't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Facebook, by comparison, has started labeling state-controlled media pages. In effect, what it'll do is there'll be a big label on the front saying, oh, this is owned by Russia, and they've spent this much on ads and political topics in the past year. So they're not eliminating it the way Twitter is, but they're labeling it. That way they're letting people know, okay, here's what's coming out. Examples you might have run across would be something like China Daily, which is run by the Chinese government, or something like Sputnik or RT, which is short for Russia Today, which are both run by the Russian government. So in effect, they're, just to put it bluntly, they're spreading propaganda. It'll be favoring the Russian government, favoring the Chinese government,
or whoever they want to influence, whatever they want to do. So,
on the
one hand, I'm gonna try to play this down the middle. On the one hand, we would all say, well, that's good that they're stopping these people. We don't like Russia. We don't like China. Erdogan's a bad guy. We don't like that. On the other hand, if these platforms have become the conduit through which we get our information, through which we educate ourselves, a number of people do. A number of people get nothing from anywhere except social media. If they are the conduit through which we get that, then if they have the ability to shut down the things we don't like, that also gives them the ability to shut down things that maybe we do like or maybe we should have. What do you think?
They do. What they generally focus on isn't so much content itself. Like, they're not looking for, oh, well, this is pro-Russia, we've got to take it down. They're looking for are what they call inauthentic behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say there's a giant network out there falsely building excitement over something. It could be something in favor of the Russian government. It could be the next Super Bowl. As long as it's not legitimate traffic for people, they don't want that on the system because it's basically fake and it's sort of bumping out legitimate news that people genuinely are talking about and discussing.
What do you say
so that
to
something can be,
what do you say to U.S. Citizens who say that they've been censored by those platforms. They've been taken down by those platforms. What do you say to those people?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of it depends. I realize
Is that back to my concern for who decides? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, if they're looking at the inauthentic behavior, where they're keeping it to, I guess, an algorithm looking at automated behavior versus real person behavior,
right. Mm-hmm.
That's a lot easier to defend than saying, well, we don't like this opinion.
Right.
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, part of the American experience nowadays seems to be disagreeing on everything short of the weather.
So you're saying the things that they're looking for are things that seem to be automatically created. They're like a phishing blast by an email assaulter or something like that. Something that's automatically generated, not something that seems to be original.
It's something like that. They refer to, like I say, as inauthentic behavior is the phrase they use.
Mm-hmm.
So that what's going on is automated, like not coming from real humans.
Right.
The idea is to make it artificially do something it wouldn't do. So it looks like it's more popular, it gets noticed, and they put out a narrative that even true, false, whatever, it's a narrative that's being automatically bumped up. And this has
right.
happened in a number of countries.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, I think it was last year in Myanmar, or 2 years ago in Myanmar. It was awful. It was used to basically commit, I don't even know if you'd call it genocide, but an awful lot of violence on an internal minority in that country. I forget which exact group. I think the Rohingya was the name
yeah.
of it. But a number of artificial accounts were used, and people were actually attacking their neighbors. It was
wow.
really terrible.
Yeah, of course, those things
really,
are taken down.
But
you do have to think about the I don't know the implications of all this information power on both sides, the creators and the controllers. We're gonna come right back and talk some more about this with our good friend Scott Arno. TheSecurityAdvocate.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.